There are now a total of 13,252 cases of COVID-19 in Utah, 388 new cases just since yesterday. That's according to Utah's Department of Health. Here's state epidemiologist Angela Dunn.
There are some parts of the state that are being hit harder than others, and there's localized outbreaks and hotspots. But by and large, we are seeing this increase in cases throughout the state, from Logan to St. George.
Despite the uptick in cases, Governor Herbert announced that Kane County will enter the green risk level and that Bluff and Mexican Hat will move from orange to yellow risk status. And the rest of the state remains paused in the yellow phase. Dunn also announced a significant change to the yellow status. Indoor gatherings of up to 3,000 people will now be allowed, and outdoor gatherings of up to 6,000 people will also be allowed. Governor Herbert emphasized that face coverings are still required in each phase. Herbert also took the opportunity to reflect on the ongoing protests over police brutality in Utah and across the country.
So I can tell you it's been sobering for me as I've reflected upon the events of the past couple of weeks and reminded that far too many within our multicultural communities continue to experience discrimination, and we can, in the state of Utah, do better.
Additionally, the governor has ordered a report recommending police reforms on his desk by July 1st. Herbert also announced a special session of the legislature next week to address both the economic impacts of COVID-19 and potential policing changes. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.